AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet with officials from Denmark and Greenland in Washington today. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on Greenland's reaction to the U.S.'s plans to take over the island.
A senior Greenland government official says it's unfathomable the United States is discussing taking over a NATO ally. Leading up to meetings in Washington, Naja Nathanielsen, Greenland's Minister for Business and Mineral Resources, urged the Trump administration to listen to the people there.
We have no intention of becoming American. It is not something we have aimed for, worked for, but we have worked towards more collaboration with Americans for many, many years. We are an American ally.
Nathanielsen says Greenlanders are not sleeping. Children are afraid.
We feel betrayed. We feel that the rhetoric is offensive, as we have stated many times before, but also bewildering.
President Trump has pushed the issue and is considering a range of options, including military force, to acquire Greenland.
For others, this might be a piece of land, but for us, it's home.
Greenland is a semi-autonomous Danish territory. I'm Ed Donahue.
Bill and Hillary Clinton are refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein, the former president and former secretary of state, said in a letter that they will not comply with the congressional subpoena. House Republicans are preparing contempt of Congress proceedings. The Justice Department does not believe there is currently any basis to open a criminal civil rights investigation into the killing of Renee Good. This was according to a top department official. The 37-year-old woman was shot by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in Minneapolis last week. The head of Iran's judiciary has signaled there would be fast trials and executions for detained protesters. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The UK's Keir Starmer is easing away from implementing a full digital ID card system. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The idea had been that mandatory digital ID cards could help control immigration. Watering down the policy is the latest U-turn by Prime Minister Keir Starmer's embattled centre-left government, which is under fire from both opposition politicians and governing Labour Party lawmakers. Officials confirmed on Wednesday that it won't be compulsory for citizens and residents to show a digital ID card in order to get a job. The government says detailed plans for digital cards will be set out following a full public consultation, which will be launched shortly. Starmer had announced in September that you will not be able to work in the UK if you do not have a digital ID card. It's as simple as that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.